Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2. Available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Well, a special guest joins us in the studio today. It's Jason Stevens. I don't really think I even need to do an introduction for you.
Really?
Would you like one?
I would love one.
No, I
really... From you, it's just, you know, your voice. I just love hearing more of it, so...
Has anyone ever called you a ladies man?
I've been called a lot of things.
Yeah.
I won't leave that.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, for many different reasons. In the Christian circle, you've got a book out called Worth the Wait.
That's right.
I understand you're bringing that out again.
I'm re-releasing it, yeah, because I've sold out, which is a really good thing.
And, wow.
And it needs updating as well because, you know, just as you grow and you learn, you know, which is good. I just want to keep... just trying to keep encouraging young people with, you know, that there's the best for them if they make the right decisions, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, new cover and things like that as well. I'm not on the cover this time.
Which oh, aren't you?
No, which is a bummer. They reckon we'll sell more if I'm not on the cover.
Because I always wonder with the cover, because you've got the girl who's almost like arm wrestling you.
Yeah, that's right,
In the cover, it's kind of a bit,
cheesy now, but apparently it was all right back then because it's been out about five years.
Wow.
So, 5, 6 years, so, yeah.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you're a football star as well with Cronulla Sharks, but let's not forget that you were with St George Illawarra Dragons for a little bit.
Yeah, they were just the Saints then, Saints Dragons, but that was where I started and, you know, it's kind of like your first love. You never forget it. And
why do you leave them? I don't understand. It's just because my blood is red and white.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe you went to the Sharkies.
I know. They were sort of like the opposition.
Exactly.
I know. Because I used to, the biggest rivalry those games, and they still are. And I thought, far out, what am I doing? But then when they offered me this check, all my loyalty went out the window.
Did they get it out of a nice freezer? It was nice and cold and hard.
Like my heart.
Oh, really? So obviously, you know, we know that side of your career and we know the side of the career as a born-again Christian and, you know, getting your book out there and helping young people, especially with Worth the Wait. How long have you been a Christian now?
So, I've been a committed Christian 12 years now.
Wow.
So I've been going to church. I just went to church all my life.
Mm.
And, you know, I just didn't have a real relationship with God. I didn't have a real strong friendship with him. And I didn't value really God. I just lived my own sort of life.
Yeah.
Did what I wanted. So, well, when I actually committed myself to the love of Christ, that was 12 years ago. And it's been a great ride.
It's been an interesting ride, especially because we get to see you quite a bit on the footy show and that, and they have a little bit of a jab at you every now and then. How do you take that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been on a few shows, and it's funny. I don't mind laughing at myself, and I think it's a great way to be able to share then a bit of your heart and a bit of you know, when you're not too serious about yourself. And so, yeah, I haven't been on for a couple of years now. My contract finished with them when I finished playing, but I enjoyed the time I was on there, and I got really good opportunities as well to build some good friendships. And, you know, I was
with Red Dragon and that great relationship.
Yeah, that was weird, but good nonetheless.
Actually, I was watching the footy show just the other day, and Fatty's just gone to Andrew Johns. Matty Johns, and just said, "Are you for real?" And I just thought that, I think, sums up his career. Are you for real? he's larger than life.
They know how to have fun, which is good.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Worth the Wait, got to ask, how long are you going to wait?
Yeah, I know. Well, I've got the new DVD, Wait For It, as well, which is along the same lines and poses the very same question, how long am I going to wait? And I've got to say, when I became committed in my faith, I didn't expect to be waiting this long. I really didn't. But to be honest with you, in a sense, if I hadn't waited this long, I feel that God's continually, as I wait, been fueling me to make a difference with this message in this area.
Mm.
And I've seen people who are committed to spreading this message, and then once they've got married, life gets really busy.
Yeah.
And you stop. And so whilst I certainly don't want to wait forever, it's been a there's been value in waiting. And God's done a lot of work in my character and change just continually changing me. I think, you know, we all want that perfect mate. We all want, you know, at the right time. And obviously there's no one perfect, but not many people that can sit, you know, really want to work on themselves to be the right kind of mate who's really worth, you know, someone's commitment. And so there's been, you know, I've been, as a footballer, I've worked myself over to become better trainer, better attitude. And as a Christian, I've worked myself over, you know, it wasn't my choice. God sort of just began to deal with me, and you know, I've become a better out of it. But it, you know, it's always hard when God stretches your heart, and you know, a lot of that involves really having people in your life who confront you and challenge you and being accountable to them, and you having to humble yourself and receive that. And that's been a journey for me. And, you know, the more I receive that, I just see so much more growth in my life.
And who's been that strong force for you?
Well, I'm knit in a church, in a local church. So my brother's, he used to play with the Sharks and Saints. He's now the minister.
Oh, wow.
One of the associate minister for our church and the minister for the Sharks team. He's a key person in my life. And also, I lead a midweek group as well, and so I'm under the authority of the pastors as well, and so they have regular input into my life and
keeping you accountable.
Oh, but you know what? It's hard. I've got to say, I see where people stop in their growth. Mm. You know, I see Christians who are matured in their years, but they haven't matured in their spiritual growth because they stopped, you know, receiving. You know, and it's got to come out of a place, a good place, when you receive the correction and that. But nevertheless, we all need to learn how to receive it. And that's the only way we really change and become more like Christ. Because we all cry out, God, change me, and I want to be more like you. And then when he puts someone your way to say, well, if you really want to, what's his attitude? What's that? What's going on there?
Mm.
And then it's so easy to get offended by it and feel rejected by it. And yet, instead of saying, "Hold on, is this true what they're saying?" And if it is, let's see how we can change.
Seems like we've got our own set of rules.
We'll
take what God wants for us up to a point, and then when it kind of makes us a little bit on the edge, we're like, oh, really?
Oh, I know. It's hard because you've got a mindset about your own life as well, but the way you want it to go. And you know, God's plan is the best plan, and surrendering your will is the biggest struggle of all times. Where, you know, that's why Jesus is my hero. You know, like when he said, "Not your will be done," you know, not my will, but your will be done. And that's such a simple statement, but gee, it's a big statement of his heart towards his Father.
Yeah.
And that's all our desires, to get to that place.
Now, getting back to waiting for the one, how are you going with the whole...
I avoided that pretty good, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Only because, you know, you were in Cleo's Bachelor of the Year, and you've probably got a few women, you know, crowding around you. How do you deal with the female attention? Well or not so well?
No, I deal with it pretty well. I think because I've learnt not to get my value from who I date, and because I've been single a long time, and there's been a reason apart from other reasons which we've mentioned, that it's so easy to get your value from, you know, the person that you're dating. And so that's been a big change in my life. But, you know, for me, if I'm going to be totally honest, and don't hold it against me, but the biggest challenge I've faced is actually treating women as they should be treated. Because coming from the footy world and coming as a person who wasn't in relationship with God, you develop a really strong mindset about girls, and you can really treat them for your own benefit and view them as objects rather than really seeing them as they should be as they should be seen. Mm. And it's hard to change. And you know, I've done some really good courses through Dr. Alan Meyer that our church has offered, called, you know, Man to Man and valiant men, and they do. I really believe every man's got to do it. Every who wants to become a better man, because it just helps reinforce maybe, or helps train your mind differently on really the value that we place on each other and women. And really, you know, we so often guys, you know, we want the princess, but you know, we need to be the prince. You know, we need to know how to do that. And not, I'm on the journey. I'm on the journey there. So, you know, at the moment, there is. I've got some good friendships in church. I haven't met that special one who I want to take to the next level, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's just going to be so right when it happens. How about you, Erin? We've talked all about me.
It's all about you.
Come on.
Yeah, well, that is quite honest, isn't it? Wow, you really put it out there. Because, you know, it must be hard because, you know, but you're so out there and you're a figure for this. And, I mean, people like Guy Sebastian, I understand he's actually in your book or on your DVD or...
I just slept at his house last night, truth be known.
And really?
And some of these are his clothes. So they're a bit tight.
They are not.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Because we've become really close. And
really?
Yeah. He I remember the first time I met him, and like, you know, I have met a lot of high profile people, but I was just really, you know, I just felt deep down that this was going to be different, and we've become very, very close, and he's just got incredible wisdom. He's got incredible wisdom, and you know, God knew what he was doing when he elevated him. To
elevator love.
Oh, there, there's enough.
You put yourself straight in that, mate.
I did.
You walked right there.
Yeah, but he's on there and he shares very openly about himself and his relationships and things like that. Because, you know, we all experience doubts. We all experience temptations. We all have fears about ourselves and whether we're worthy of being loved. And it's good to hear that everybody goes through it. But underlying that, you know what? If you honor God, He will honor you, and He will surprise you, and He will give you that person that there's gonna be the wow factor for you. You know, and so many people, they don't hold out for the best; they just maybe go for something good in there. But God's got the best, and you know, I just want to encourage you that anyone who's listening, that you know, He has, believe it, and then you can receive it.
It must be a lot of pressure, like, if you ever decided to date someone. Have you been dating since the book?
I have had dates, and I have, you know, I don't know. It's funny because I know a lot of people say to me, get out there and date more and all that. Now, I see the logic behind it because it's good to have experience, and as long as, you know, you have the right attitude towards dating. But then there's a part of me that goes, but if I know that I don't feel that this is going to head in that place, you know, what's the kind
point?
Of use, you know? You're wasting everyone's time. So I've got some good friendships with girls in my church and that. And you know, I really do look forward to you know, entering into that next phase of my life. You know, it's... I think we all do. Apart from really coming to God, it's the most important decision, you know. And I've read a tremendous book on it, and I would encourage every young person to get a hold of it. It's called Fit to Be Tied by Bill Hybels. And
it's not your own book?
It's not my own book. No, but it's the best book I've ever read on preparing yourself and making a really good choice. Because I think, you know, the wisdom and the insight, and he's so open. I don't know if I've listened to him regularly as a preacher, but his books are just, he admits his mistakes, and he just, you know, they were on the brink of divorce, his marriage.
Wow.
And he just goes into it, and I'm so grateful for honest people who have great platforms in the ministry, because, you know, there's a standard, you know, that can almost seem unachievable, you know, when you're up there, but the best of the best of them are the ones who just say, here's my heart. These are the decisions I've made. Here's some of the wrong stuff. Here's some of the stuff that's been good. And so, you know, if you can learn, and I've got to say, young people, get that in your hands. It's a great book.
Oh, very good. And not your own book. I can't.
Oh, Worth the Wait's a great book too. It is a great book. I feel like in order, because I had an interview last year with Focus on the Family over mm-hmm. in the States, and so obviously they don't know rugby league, and just to broaden the message of it, that's why I didn't put myself on the cover. And believe me, I like looking at myself in the mirror. You don't know how hard it was not to have me on the cover. In my last book, I'm all over the place.
Arm wrestling with the girl at the front cover. I love it.
I know. Oh. So, no, it's good. But the book also deals with self-esteem as well, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, loving yourself is something I've really battled with and from young. And I think some of that was the fact that my dad left at a young age and you know, I never really heard that from him for a long, long time, for 20 years or so. And especially, you know, I've seen the effect it's had on my sisters and, you know, like we all cry for that attention and for that love. And God designed parents to meet a lot of those needs of affirmation and acceptance. And when they're not there, you know, it's there's this almost insatiable hunger. And I feel for a lot of girls because they're in this vulnerable position where they're crying out for a man to respect them and to love them, and they end up confusing that with the sexual attention that a guy will offer to them. They'll say, you know, I love you, and they've always wanted to hear that. Primarily, it should have come really from their dad, yeah. You know. And then because they hear that, they offer themselves in that way, and yet, you know, really, what they're doing is they're removing themselves really from ever finding true love by stepping outside of God's boundaries, because, you know, sex in marriage, it would be the best and most rewarding and most secure, satisfying sex that you will ever get. And outside of it, you know, you're going to get hurt, you're going to get broken, you're going to get burnt, you're just going to get ripped off. And I just don't want any young people to go through some of that pain, because I did, out of a lack of understanding, out of a lack of knowledge about this whole topic. And so, you know, it's so important that they get it right, because if they make the right decisions, that they can have a great relationship. You know, statistics show that those who have had sex before marriage have a 50% higher divorce rate.
Mm.
Those who live together have a 75% higher divorce
rate.
That's
crazy. Try before you buy, hey.
I know, try before you buy, isn't it?
It doesn't work.
Aaron, it just doesn't work. So, you know, so, yeah, I would like young people to stop and think about this area and just see what road they're heading on.
Do you think it's just applicable to Christians or everyone?
The principles of God are applicable to everybody. Mm. So, you know, I have a lot of people who aren't Christians reading the book and going, it made sense because it was explained. And it's almost like, you know, Christianity, I did this alpha course and it explained Christianity. And if you don't know about Christianity, you've got all these perceptions, you've got all these ideas sometimes, and yet unless it's you begin to take time to understand it, you see the value in it. And it's the same with sex. Unless, you know, someone actually says, this is how God designed it, this is the power of it, this is the purpose of it, you know, you're not going to really go down that line and save yourself, because you don't know. You don't know the benefits. But the benefits, gee, they far outweigh the waiting period and the fact that sometimes you don't go there, you know, when you want to go there. Mm. And we all at different stages want to go there.
Well, it's great to hear you to speak, and obviously a lot of that's written in your book and very honest, and it's very good to hear.
Oh, thanks, Erin. Yeah, I wrote it in a real relatable, just conversational style, so people can just pick it up and just, you know, a lot of them finish it in a day, 2 days, because it's so, like, just easy to read. And I didn't want it to be a preachy, textbooky type.
Yeah.
It's just relatable, you know. And I've had a lot of parents as well read it, because it opens up communication, you know, with their kids and that. So it's good.
Ah, very good. Well, well worth the wait, and all the best with that.
Thank you. I look forward to the next one, which is, of course, The Wait Is Over.
Yeah.
That'd be the next
one. Oh, that's going to be great.
Look forward to talking to you about that one.
Wow. Are you going to then, after that book, are you going to then, you know, go on to the, now we're having grandkids and, you know, stuff like that? And
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously I have to wait and see what my wife, you know, says because, you know, I'd like to say she'd have some say in the relationship, yeah.
Yeah. Or stuff like, say you have a daughter, will you then write a book 20 years or so in the future and just say, you know, how to be a protective father but not way too protective that you're scaring off, you know, her suitors?
Yeah, it's I haven't thought that far down the track because...
One step at a time.
I just want to start a date with a date. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's fine. Whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, that's great. Now, seeing that we've got you in the studio, in the hot seat, would you like to partake in the Erin's 120 seconds of getting to know you quiz bonanza?
Yes. I've heard a lot of good things about this segment, so I feel I'm up for it.
Really? Well, it's Erin's 120 seconds of getting to know you quiz bonanza, and some people have done this before, and it's quite hard to have a lot of questions thrown at you. So, how do you reckon you'll go? Do you reckon you'll get through a lot, or?
Well, I don't know. The years of football haven't been kind to me. I've been hitting the head a fair bit, so yeah, we'll see. We'll see how quick I am.
All right. Well, let's dim the lights.
Ooh.
And get ready. All right. Your full name?
Jason Stevens.
You don't have a middle name.
Anthony. It's not that cool.
If you could be a Muppet, what Muppet would you be?
Oh, I like Fraggle Rock. Could I be one of...
Yeah, you can be Fraggle Rock.
No, that's all right. I like Miss Piggy. She's feisty.
Last film you saw?
Last film was Talladega Nights.
Oh, yes. Your eye colour?
Blue.
Your dream car?
A dream car, Maserati.
Ooh. What colour is your bedroom carpet?
I have floorboards.
Oh. Worst habit?
Biting my nails.
How many times did you fail your driver's test?
Once.
Where were you born?
In Sydney.
Prefer summer or winter?
Summer.
Last person you went to dinner with?
My mum.
Favourite sport to watch?
Favourite sport to watch, yeah. Rugby league.
Worst dating experience?
The girl didn't show up.
Oh my goodness. Favourite pizza topping?
Prawns.
Favourite TV show?
TV show would be The Simpsons.
What are you most afraid of?
I'm afraid of opposition football teams.
That's it. Thank you very much, Jason Stevens, for taking part in the 120 seconds of Getting to Know You quiz bonanza.
Thank you very much. That was good.
It's very high pressure, isn't it?
It is. As I said, I've been hitting the head so many times. You know, but it's all good.
Yes. But thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you sometime in the future. Maybe when you've written your book of,
The Wait Is Over.
The Wait Is Over.
Remember, that's the next one. Thanks, Erin.
No worries.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.